This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez likely won't see the field next year. An arbitrator ruled on Saturday that the slugger will be suspended for the entire 2014 season. The suspension comes after a long, drawn-out saga over his alleged use of performance-enhancing drugs. Joining us now to talk about that saga, which took another turn this weekend, is George Vesey, contributing sports columnist for the New York Times. Welcome back to WNYC, George.
Always a pleasure.
So, at the heart of this, A-Rod passed more than 12 drug tests administered by Major League Baseball. Do you think that the arbitrator's ruling over the weekend, the suspension, is fair to A-Rod?
Well, there's the question of whether it seems fair and whether we think it's fair and what we think of A-Rod. All of that, I would say, sure, it's fair, but would I like to see more evidence? Would I like to see something in black and white? Sure, I would like so much more than I think I have at this point.
Evidence against A-Rod all seems to be rather circumstantial: text messages, testimony from Anthony Bosch, the founder of the company from which Rodriguez purchased, allegedly, his performance-enhancing drugs. He was interviewed on 60 Minutes yesterday and said that A-Rod would go through extraordinary measures to get his steroid injections, like taking testosterone lozenges they called gummies to avoid detection. Bosch himself is an extremely complicated person. Is he credible here?
I think he's always a slippery character. I mean, there's 13 players have accepted between 50 and 65 game suspensions next year because they were going to Bosch's lab, their Biogenesis people. Now, those 13, the 14th is A-Rod. He's saying, no way, no how, it's all clean, this guy's a liar. We can all have our opinion of A-Rod, but certainly the company he was keeping on all sides wasn't good. Does that mean Bosch is telling the truth and that we should believe him? It leaves me dissatisfied, I want to say that.
You've written about A-Rod for a long time. Is his fighting this thing so vigorously hurting the sport? It's definitely hurting him. Is it hurting the sport?
Of course it's hurting the sport. I think there are probably enough people who don't believe A-Rod and just shrug. People ought to have taken their clues from what we've gone through in the last generation. You know, Rafael Palmeiro waving his Clinton-esque figure at a congressional hearing and people denying this and that. I mean, I covered Tour de France. I know Lance Armstrong pretty well, and he denied and denied to a lot of people, not necessarily to me. And I kept saying to people who said, why don't they just, can't you see what he's done? And my answer always was, I want to see some tests failed. I want to see some papers. I want to know how it happened. Eventually, it came out in cycling much more than it did in baseball. I think it's the same thing that drives A-Rod, that drives most athletes or people in public life, politicians, is the ego that having succeeded all along. Remember, all these great athletes, and even the ones who aren't great, were the best player in their town, in their state, in their city. So they all have reason for pride. And he also has one of the weaker psyches of any player that I've been around. I mean, my daughter who covered him in Seattle, she was a sports columnist in Seattle when he was coming along. She was some kind of a big sister to him. You know, she said, Dad, he never had a father. He doesn't know how to act. He doesn't know, you know, right from wrong in some places. He listens to the wrong people. He's a fairly fragile person.
Hmm. So what do you think? Do you think we'll see him in pinstripes this spring?
I don't think you'll ever see him in pinstripes again. I think the Yankees, I couldn't prove this, I have no proof at all, but if the Yankees, there's been enough comments from the general manager, from other people in the Yankee management, that they have lost respect, that they're tired of him, and that they would like him to go. It wouldn't surprise me, I can't prove it, that the Yankees have been dropping dimes on him all along to cooperate with Major League Baseball. They're making $25 million, which means they can hire another third baseman for the next couple of years with the money they save on him.
George Vesey is a contributing sports columnist for the New York Times, joining me to talk about Alex Rodriguez. Thank you so much, George.
Always a pleasure, Amy.